Now, sitting next to me, we've got Jane. Hello, Jane.
Good morning, Mike.
How are you today?
I'm good. Can you believe this is the last show of 2017?
I remember. Was it you I was saying this to last year as well?
Well, it would have been.
I think it was.
A whole year.
A whole year.
I know.
And we're still back to the same position again.
I know. I like your Christmas decorations. You're looking very festive.
Do you like that, do you?
I like the orange balloons on brand.
You like that?
I'm nice. Supporting the orange.
Nice. Very nice. Look at it. There's a few. A bit sparse.
Did you do that?
No, I didn't do that. Can't blame me for that.
Anyway, yeah, whole year.
Why is it when you go into someone's house at Christmas, they always put one big long balloon in the middle and two little round balloons either side? Why do they do that?
I don't know what houses you're going into.
Why do they do it? They go, welcome, and you're faced with that, and you go, oh, nice. Thank you, love. Thank you very much. Why do people do that?
I don't know. How are you anyway?
Yes, I'm all good.
Are you cold?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd say it was cold when you were coming in, was it?
It was very cold this morning at 6:45. Oh. Very, very cold. Very cold.
It's not much warmer now.
No, it's going to go down to zero tonight, freezing.
Can you wrap up warm?
Yeah, but leave your socks on in bed. That's all. It's that was so weather. You know when you do. You know it's cold, but you've got to leave your socks on.
When you wear more to bed.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, yeah. That's age that does that. You do. You start getting dressed up to go to bed.
Oh, sad times, sad times. Anyway, we digress. Let's talk about all things St. Francis Hospice.
Yes, what's going on then?
So we're wrapping up now, obviously, like everybody else, for the end of the year. And we've a few Christmas and festive and remembrance events coming up. So we have our Light Up a Life service in Brentwood Cathedral this Saturday, and that's from 4 p.m. and there's still places available if people want to go. And you know, it's a really lovely service with beautiful music and just a celebration of people that we have lost, celebrating their lives and remembering. So it's a really, really lovely event. If you're interested to go, the details will be on the website as always. Then we have a totally different event on Saturday or Sunday. The Santathon is on. Eventually, we finally reach Santathon, which is on the 10th, and that's at 9:30 a.m. I seem to be talking about this since last Christmas.
This is where everybody gets dressed up as Father Christmas.
We have 500 booked in already.
Fantastic!
Yeah, so it will be really, really good. A really fun event. You know, when there's that size of a crowd and everyone's dressed as Santa, you know, we also have a market down there, and Sir Trevor Brooking is starting everyone off. So that, you know, you can sign up on the day or you can sign up online. It's not 25 quid for a family. You get a free Santa suit. What more can I say?
What more can I say? £25 a person, but know, 25 quid
25,
a family.
Yeah, for a family.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You can bring your dog.
That's really good.
Probably get a hot dog at the end of it.
Will he have a Santa suit on the dog? Have you got one for dogs?
No, I actually don't think so. But no, I don't think so. You'll have to bring your own dog.
Okay,
you can imagine that kind of a crowd. There'd be a really good atmosphere. Hopefully the weather will be dry.
Yeah.
And we'll have a good time in Dagenham.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, so it's kicking off at Dagenham and Redbridge Football Club. Again, all the information will be on the website. So I'll give that info out at the end.
Can people enter on the day
as well?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh,
we
great.
Absolutely. If you wake up and you look and it's a nice day, just come down.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
And feel do something really positive before you overindulge in the.
Yeah, that's right.
This would be your last charitable act before.
Lose a few ounces before you put 4 stone on.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Then closer to home, there is a tree festival actually in Hutton, and Shenfield Union Church.
All right.
But on the 16th of December. All proceeds from that's a third party event, but all proceeds come to St. Francis Hospice. You get to go along, there's lots of decorated trees, and you vote for your favourite tree.
Oh.
So if you just fancy a little bit of a wander, I'm sure there's things you can buy and things you can eat.
Nice
as with
cup
all
of coffee.
Festive. Yeah, exactly. So if you're at a loose end, head along there. And then really we look towards next year. So we have to mention a few big events that we have coming up, which we're encouraging people to think about. The first one is the Brentwood Half, which is on the 18th of March. So obviously, if you're going to overindulge, like we said,
yes,
and you know, need a fitness goal,
yeah.
to get rid of all that. That's the 18th of March. We have spaces. It's run by the Brentwood and Brentwood and Beckett Rotary Club here in Brentwood. If you're training for the marathon, it's a great, midway.
Startup, yeah,
exactly. 13 miles, I think it is. No starter.
That would do, yeah.
That would finish me, by the way.
With the training for a marathon, yes. You're not supposed to do a full marathon before you do the marathon, are you?
I don't think so. It's all,
I think half is as much as you're supposed supposed to do.
Yeah, so that's 13.1. And I think the way it's timed, it's actually really good timing for your marathon. It's in keeping with the marathon program for most people. So absolutely think about signing up for that. And then we have our big yellow quiz, which is on the 23rd of March. And excitedly now, we're going to partner up with Phoenix FM to promote that. And
fantastic.
Phoenix FM are getting involved. That's going to be really good. We've our 6 eggheads confirmed. Barry Simmons is coming along. So that'll be a really, really good night. It's here in the Brentwood Centre. There was 650 last year. We're aiming to beat that this year.
That sounds fantastic.
It'll be good fun. Do you like quizzes?
I do like quizzes. Yeah. I've never been to one of your quizzes yet.
Oh, come along. Apparently the atmosphere is brilliant. Big long tables. You can bring your own drink. You can bring your own nibbles. Get a part, you know, the tables, I think it's can do teams of 10. So, yeah, get a group of friends and come along.
That really,
really,
really
good. Good night. Good Friday night in March.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Then just to say, as always, our business alliance runs throughout the year. And our next meeting is on Tuesday, this Tuesday coming. So if you fancy becoming a corporate partner or supporting, joining our business alliance, which is run by Barry Heron, please just, again, look on the website and get the details. But it's in the Rougemont Manor, do you know that? The hotel?
Yeah, it's just around the corner.
Yeah, absolutely. On Tuesday, and they have some great events coming up next year. Steve Davis is running a golf day for us, so that'll be really good. So, again, website is www.sfh.org.uk. We're on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search St. Francis Hospice, and it's SAINT.
Marvellous.
Thank you. Thank you for all your support.
That's all right.
In 2017.
That's no problem.
And I look forward to seeing you now in 2018.
We will do exactly the same for you in 2018 because it's a fantastic cause.
Thank
Francis
you so
Hospice.
Much. Honestly, really genuinely, you guys are brilliant to us and we really appreciate it. So thank you very, very much.
Jane, it's always a pleasure to see you and talk to you. And that's the last time I'll see you this year.
Happy New Year.